Okay, so the next question in Kufchaf Beis and Shabbos, the Tosfos says like this: Mashke Achrav Yisrael. Right? You want to do the Tosfos or the Ran? What do you guys look at? Do the Ran mainly? All right. I mean, it's the same basic story. So we'll take a look at the Ran then. Okay, so right. So the case of the Mishnah is what? That the Nochri filled up the water for his animal to drink. So then it says the Yisrael can give his animal to drink afterwards. But if it was for the Yisrael, then it's Asur. Okay. So the Ran's like this: Midrabon Shem Yomer Lo Male. Okay, fine. Because we toast of Shem Rina Tam. Zal demi de nokat libehemto velo nokat mole mayim laatzmo shose achav Yisrael. Mashma de begai gavno afilu bishvil Yisrael shose. Ve'eno nimna. Yeah. It's interesting. It's interesting to try to see the derech of Rabbeinu Tam a little bit. But what's his diak? He's making a diak over here. That since the Mishnah specifically took a case of filling up for his animal, he drew the water for his animal, and then it says the Yisrael can't bring his animal to drink afterwards. So, but it didn't take what? A case of where he drew the water for himself. And says Yisrael can't drink afterwards. So it's mashma the b'kai gavna afilu b'shvil Yisrael shosa ve'eno nimna. So it's mashma implies that even that in that case, even if the nochri drew the water for the Yisrael, it will be mutter for him to drink. Why would there be a preference to for one case over the other?
Whether you should draw from or not.
I mean, his raya is it didn't take the case of bringing it for himself. Took the case dafka. He won't say it's dafka for the animal. Right? It's only a good diak, right? If there's some reason you would say it should have taken that case. No? Or if they're... You say, it changed. You see, there's something funny. Why did it skip that case? Yeah.
This is the way the person benefits from water.
Right. But, I mean, I guess you say, Pash says all the other cases in the Mishnah where the thing is being done for the Yisrael. Right. The other two cases are for the Yisrael. This case, he says, sounds like it's going out of its way to change. This case is for the animal. Okay, but without a svara, you can't make the diak either. So what's the svara? What's the difference, alpi svara, whether he drew the water for the Yisrael or for the animal, for the Jew's animal? He says, if it's for the Yisrael himself, then he can drink. Why? Dilhalo ahani le maisov. The Nochri's action didn't benefit him. Why? Sharehu atzmo yochol leirei lebor velishtos. Because the Yisrael himself could have hopped into the well and drunk. Right? Kidarminan perik osin pasin. Right? Brings back memories. Right? Pasin? Pasin beros? Anybody? Ervin? Yeah, those are those corner pieces. Okay, the four corner pieces, right? Aval oda mitapes veola mitapes v'yored. So a person is allowed to go down into the well and drink on Shabbos. Ule behemto bilvad hu she'asru de'ahanu lo maisav. Only by the animal is it asur, because he really benefited. He benefited from the nochri's action. She'i efshar lo leirei lebor, The animal can't go down to the bore, right? It's very deep. The animal can't. You can't lead the animal to the bore and have it drink. So in order to, but the person himself could go, hop down and drink. So therefore, Bein Tam holds that even if the guy did it for the Yisrael, but it was something that he could have gone and done himself without any malacha, then it's mutter, because he's not considered to have benefited from it. Lefika chiti Rabbeinu Tam, Yisrael lecho mipas, shehichnis nachri b'shvilo b'shabbos, mirshusi rabim, mirshusi yachid. So that's what Rabbeinu Tam said, if a nachri brings bread or whatever, any kind of food, from Rishus HaRabim into a Rishus HaYachid, so the Yisrael is allowed to eat it. Dahalo ahanu le'maisov. He didn't benefit from the Shina Rishus. Sharei ha'yachol Yisrael le'lech b'makom she'pas sham v'lechol mimenu. Yisrael could have gone and eaten the bread outside. Could have eaten it wherever it was. So therefore, he's not ahanu maisov. That's the Balamor. The Balamor is the same thing. Okay. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Over Rabbeinu Yitzchak, Hiksha, Al Rabbeinu Tam, Mimas Nisan, Dehocha. Diketani, Nochri Shelokar Asovim, Lebehemdo, Machil Acher of Yisrael. Vim Bishvil Yisrael, Osir. So where's that? That's a little bit later in the Gemara, right? That, what's that case? Yeah, that's the next, that's a little bit later in the Gemara, right? Noch, if a noch rishon liket asov machil achar Yisrael. So what does that mean? It means that the nochri picked grasses. He picked, fodder for the animals. So even though he picked he did the harvesting on Shabbos, and he threw it down for his animals. So whatever's left over, the Yisrael can go and take from. Yisrael can take his animal to eat from. Okay, he's not supposed to stand right on top of the animal because the stuff is muksa. So we're worried he's gonna touch it. But he can send the animal to eat. Okay, so what's the kasha? Why is it a kasha? He says, but in Bishvil Yisrael Asr, but if the guy cut the hay, let's say he cut the hay for the for the Yisrael, then the Yisrael can't go and what? And feed his animal there. Okay. So the Re says, but according to the Rabbeinu Tam, it should be mutter. Why? Maya Hanile, what good did the guy do him that he cut the hay? Vaha Amrinan Maimin Odam Beamto Gavi Asovim. You're allowed to take your animal and have him eat grass that's growing. Kidikatanya Bimichilton Lamanya Nuach Shorcha Vachamarecha. Your animals have to rest. There's a halach of Shvisas Behemtocha, right? But they don't have to rest from a mice of malacha, right? Hanach lo vihi toleshes, vizuhi nayocha shelo, right? An animal, you're allowed to leave an animal to eat from what's growing. That's called that's the animal's resting. Right? The animal is different. It means you can't burden it. You can't load it up and have it carry or do labor for you. But the animal doesn't have to follow Lamates Malachos. So it's natural for an animal to eat by picking grass from the ground. So you don't say that's a violation of the animal's resting because it's a Maisa Malacha. Right? So, but the point is what? What's the Kasha? Kasha is powerful. What's the kasha? Tell me the kasha. Talking too much. Yeah. Right. Now the kasha is, where's the benefit of the guy's maisa malacha? It's not producing any new utility that the Yisrael didn't have from before. right? Yisrael could have taken the animal right to this very grass and had the animal eat it. So the fact that the guy now did a maisa malacha that severed it, there's no benefit from the malacha. There's no benefit. So he says v'dochak atzma Rabbeinu Tamzal v'tirates gigon dekoy betray ivri nara the lo motzi lemezal hasam. So what does that mean? It was across the river. The old across the river. Right? It's always across the river. So it was across the river. So therefore what? It's an interesting case. Therefore what? Therefore the Yisrael could not have gotten his animal there. So that's how he was benefited by the malacha. If he didn't do the malacha of Talisha, if the Nachri wasn't tolesh the grass, then the Yisrael would not have had it here. Okay. V'chein haraz zal, the Balamor also, dochak. He had to push the hamida ba'asav and mufuzorim, l'kan l'kan. What's the Balamor's answer?
He didn't have to go around the cluster.
Right. It's interesting, right? Very interesting Balamor.
So there is a Balamor?
Yeah. It's right here.
Oh. It's not even before that.
The Ran?
Yeah.
No, the Balamor is very early. Balamor is before the Ramban. That's okay. It's okay, Shimon. Nobody will. So what's his answer? That it's just making it easier. It's interesting. It's interesting, right? It's less of a hana. He's just making it easier for him to get. Rabbeinu Tam's answer was it was impossible, right? His answer is if it wasn't for the harvesting of the Nachri, he'd have to lead his animal all around. Now it's all in one spot. Yeah.
It doesn't get into the same problem that we were in. Like the guy was really making it easier for you.
Well, you mean why don't you apply that to the water case?
Yeah.
It's a good question. I mean, it's why if you're gonna go. I mean, that's why Rabbeinu Tam didn't want to go down that road. That's a slippery slope, right? Right, Yonah.
I was waiting for that.
It's a good question. I mean, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's clear it was something that was completely unavailable. So that's why it's different from the water in the well and the bread in the from Rosh Hashanah. But the Balamor is saying that what? That even making it easier. Right, he says like this: "V'chein liki desav mkon du'ukim na dekoy lo ba'apav ozel va'ochlala lo ha'Yisrael yochol la'asos zeb b'mechubar." So he's trying to. Yeah, how do you see the Balamor? You see the Balamor where he is? He's let's just start from the beginning, right? U'mechach me narbona, right? Yesh me rabbeinu chachmei tzorfas u'mechachmei narbona kamochein she'amru dafka lahashkos lebehemto she'il molei miloi hanochri lo ha'Yisrael yochol lahashkos lebehemto avol lishtos acharav mutter sherei adam mitapes v'yorid leboro mitapes v'ola. So the chachmei tzorfas want to say it's only by the drawing the water because it would be impossible but for. Get you ready for that. But for the mice of the guy, the Yisrael would not be able to give his animal to drink. But for himself, he could jump in and drink. Yep. V'ishtakeach t'lo ahanu mice of the Nachri. So it turns out that Nachri's Maisa didn't really benefit him. The Afal Pisha also Nachri Midas Atzmo Bishvil Yisrael Ein Choshen Lekach. Doesn't matter, even though he did it for the Yisrael. Still is Mashmir, you can't tell him to do it, right? V'chein liked asovim kevan du kimna dekoyla ba'abav ozlo v'ochla lo ha'Yisrael yochol lasos ze b'mechubar ba'asovim shayu mefuzarin l'kan l'kan. See what he's trying to say? He's trying to answer your question, Shai. He says the Yisrael could not have done this b'mechubar in grasses that are all around the place. Because it says the case is that the Yisrael really just leaves the animal there, right? That's the case. That's what the Gemara explains. Right. Now, as the Gemara says, the case is what the Yisrael just basically plants his animal there, and he leaves and he lets him eat. So he's saying that type of that derech of feeding the animal he wouldn't have been able to do. Right? He would have had to do a whole different maisa of Mira. He would have had to do a whole different maisa of shepherding, a whole different involvement. But this is like a different derech of Hachil Behemto. Right?
Who goes down to a well to drink?
But if it was been a big field with plenty of grasses growing, and if you would have been able to just leave the animal there to eat, right? So it's a good one. So Shai is still saying though, but once you're going to make this distinction of the derech, he's saying still jumping down to the well to drink is not the same as having a cup of water in your hand. So apparently he's saying it's only a hanu'ula ma'isav in the derech of the action that he's doing. Yeah, I mean, the drinking itself is not different. You don't consider the preliminaries as part of the action. But if there's two ways to feed your animal, one where you're constantly involved and one where you're not, that's a different... I mean, everything is a hanalei ma'isav in a certain sense. If you're going to go to every preliminary, you say, well, I don't have to move now. Now it's closer to me, right? So he's saying a hanalei ma'isav is definitely limited. He's limiting it, it would seem, to in the ma'isa itself, in the ma'isa of the hana that you're engaging in. So it's true you might have to jump down and get a drink and jump back out, but that's the drinking is the same. Whereas the pasture, putting the, you know, grazing your animal is different if you have to graze it all around and keep moving it around. Well, that's a different involvement, it's a different action of feeding the animal. Okay, we'll keep that for now. Okay, so anyway, so that's how the Balamor and the Ram and Rabbeinu Tam have to deal with that problem. But he doesn't like it. None of this makes any sense. None of it. No, he doesn't like. I mean, he doesn't like the total picture. It means the picture that emerges is not a good picture. You're gonna make a diak in the Mishnah. Say this is dafka behemto, and then you got to pushes you into a dachuk answers in all the other cases. He thinks there's a smoother way to go. Now say this is dafka, and when it said feeding the animals, that's not what it didn't mean. Any case, it meant this very special circumstance. Hilkach mashma de masnisin de nokat behemto orcha de milsa nokat. The Mishnah just took a normal case. That's the normal case. Lefishem moko mashkos behemos mitzuyim sham Yisrael and v'nachrim, because that's where you have a congregation of Jews and non-Jews at the place where you feed the we give the animals to drink. But you don't have that set up by personal drinking, where you know you pour out to drink and then there's leftovers. I mean, that's not the normal way of that it's done. That people get together and share in a certain activity. But enachanami, it will be the same thing. Why? This is what's interesting. Right? That's Shai's question from before. So it's interesting. But what's very interesting about this point? What's interesting about that, Ron? He's still looking for the Yisrael, for the Hanoas, for the hanoah that's produced from the maaser. Right, he agrees. I mean, he's agreeing on a certain level with the Rebbeinu Tam that stam, if a guy does something for you but it's no benefit, in a chanami it wouldn't be a problem. Right, but they're arguing on what we mean by a benefit. Correct. Let me show you one interesting thing, just to see. Another interesting kasha. Things are like a magic book. What?
That's not yours?
No. Yeah, Rabbeinu, the Rosh also dislikes the Rabbeinu Tam's Shita. And he brings a question from the case where there's a Ner HaDolek B'Mesiba. Right? If a candle is lit in a party. So the Gemara says, it depends. If the majority of the attendants are Jews, then it's Asur. And if the majority are non-Jews, then it's Mutter. So he asks, according to Rabbeinu Tam, though, let's say there was another candle lit in another room. And the guy lights a candle in this room. So why don't you say that I don't need this light, we could all go in there? So it should be Mutter. But that's very hard to say. That case would be Mutter. Correct? Okay, so once again, just to define the cases more clearly. There's two cases. One case is Rabbeinu Tam holds the only time you have this Isser is where the Nachri did a Maisa Malacha. Did a Maisa, that's a Malacha. And if it wasn't for that Malacha, the Yisrael couldn't have done the activity that the Malacha produced. So without the Nachri going in and doing Hotzah on the Mayim from the Bor, which is Rishas HaYachid, into the trough, which is Rishas HaRabim, without the guy having done the Maisa of Hachnasa, the Yisrael would not have been able to engage in the activity of feeding his animal, or drinking his animal. Right? Giving to drink. But that everybody agrees. Right? But Rabbeinu Tam holds that's the only case. But where there's a malacha done and it doesn't make the overall maisa possible, but it makes it more, makes it easier for the Israel, it improves his ability in it, or it gives him a different aspect of ease, then Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran argue, right? Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it's only when the maisa that the guy does actually produces the whole activity. And the Ran says, even if it makes it easier for him. Even if he did a malacha, and the doing of the malacha made it easier, but he was still capable of doing the general maisa beforehand. Okay, so can we just, now that we stated it more clearly, does that help us define it a little bit better? Yeah. Want to take another stab at it? Let me tell you the way I'm thinking about this. Maybe you can see if you can work it out a little bit sharper. Seems to be the question is like this, that there's a gzeira, there's an iser to be nene from a maisa chilul Shabbos of a nochri that's done for the Israel, right? There's an iser to be nene from the maisa, from a maisa malacha of a nochri that's l'shem Yisrael. Okay? So if I would just say that, so whose sides? So what are they arguing about, though? What are they arguing about? What's Rabbeinu Tam's argument? Give me an argument for Rabbeinu Tam. So he would say like this, yeah, you know?
I'm still not sure how the class is structured. So I apologize if I'm
he's asking for your opinions.
Yeah, Shai?
Yeah, so he would say there has to be some sort of ma'aseh hanah. Like, in what sense are you being then and
in other words, but I think he would say like this. He would say, if the malacha, like who was saying, was kind of secondary, is that what you were saying? If in this maisa the malacha is secondary, right, as he really, the Yisrael really could have drunk anyway, right? He really could have drunk anyway, because he could have gone down to drink. So there's really not it's not really the malacha that the Yisrael is being nana from. In other words, it's not really, in terms of the malacha, he could have done the activity of the malacha too. Right? The malacha that the Nachri didn't create any utility for the didn't like Danny was saying, it didn't open up a possibility that didn't exist before. Right? So in terms of the Maisa Malacha, he's not a nana. So you wouldn't say that he's a nana from Maleches Nachri. So in terms of defining, in terms of looking at things under the framework of malacha, if a malacha is done but it's not necessary, then you don't call this a product of the malacha. It was the drinking. The drinking from this well is not a product of this malacha. Because even without the malacha, he could have drunk from the well. Right? So if you can only classify in terms of to be nene from the maleches nachri, so you're saying you have the hana without the maleches nachri. So the takana, the gzeira is really, everybody agrees, generally speaking, the gzeira is not to be nene from a malacha of the from the maisa malacha of the nachri, but Rabbeinu Tam is saying it's viewed strictly in terms of Hilchos Shabbos. So the Ran is saying, but in terms of the maisa nachri, right? In terms of the maisa of the nachri. So what's the Ron's argument? What's the argument back? Yeah. See, it seems to me that the Ron is learning like this, that this really comes, it seems to me this the question boils down to this, that it's a strange case, because we're saying the malacha of the Nachri, right? But the guy doesn't really do any malacha, in truth, right? So the Ron is saying you don't define the hanor of the maisa of the nachri in terms of malacha itself. We say like this: we're defining it in terms of the general maisa, not in terms of a maisa of malacha. We're saying like, but the takana is this, that you cannot be nene from the maisa of a nochri. You can't be nene from a maisa of a nochri that has the quality of Chilul Shabbos in it. In other words, the question is like this: How are we defining the mice over here? According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's strictly defined by Malacha Shabbos itself. So if there's a Malacha, then there's a Hanah that's Asur. If there's no Malacha, then there's no Hanah that's Asur. But according to the Ran, the essential Isser is to be Neneh from the Maisa Nochri. That's the essential Isser. To be Neneh from the Hanah, to be Neneh from the Maisa Nochri. But which type of a Maisa Nochri? Only a type of a Maisa, only the type of Maisa that includes a Malacha. In other words, is Malacha the definition of the Maisa and the Hanah? Or is Malacha just the Koveya of which Maisa Nochri you're not allowed to engage in? You understand? According to the Ran, it's not an Isser of, the essential Isser is we're afraid you're going to, like Sammy was saying, the essential tam of the Isser is that if you benefit from a malacha that a Nachri does for you, then you're going to become accustomed to asking him to do things for you. Right? So the Ran holds, that's really the underlying Isser. The underlying nature of the Isser is to be accustomed to gaining a benefit from a Nachri that you couldn't have had any benefit that you couldn't have had on Shabbos. As long as that could lead you to a Amir al-Akam in the future. You understand? Right? Now, with the Ran's argument, it would be like this. What's the whole reason for this Isser? We're afraid that if you're Nene from the... If you have benefited from what the guy did, right, then you're going to try to gain that benefit another time. So over here, so what's the difference if it's qualitative or quantitative? Right? Now, the Yisrael doesn't have to jump into the well now. So isn't that a benefit to him? Right? So why aren't we... So then you should say, don't let him have it, because he'll ask the guy next time so he won't have to jump in again. Right? I mean, what's the... The Ran is saying that practically speaking, the whole idea over here is that if asking the guy is going to save the Jew a certain tircha, so he'll do it. You understand? I mean, looked at in a practical sense, the Ran is clear, but I think that's the machlokas over here, that the underlying. Is the Isser. Now it's a question, it comes down to a question of definition. That we're worried that if the Yisrael benefits from the Mais of the Nachri that was done for him, he'll try to engage it l'chatchila next time. Okay? But the question is, But the question is, how do we define the Hanoas Nochri? According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's defined by the Isser itself. You understand? The Isser Malacha itself is itself the definition of the Hanoah. So if there's a Hanoah that I couldn't have gotten without the Malacha, I can't be Nene from Meleches Nochri, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Right? The malacha is the outcome of malacha is the definition itself. You understand? The Ran says that's good if that would be a good idea if it was a technical halacha of being nene from a malacha. As if it was a technical isser, you can't be nene from a malacha. Then Rabbeinu Tam would be right because the Hanoas Malacha is the product of the Malacha. So, if I could go down and get the water, then there's no real product to me then there's nothing. There's nothing new. There's no hana that the malacha is doing for me. If I can have this without the malacha, then the malacha is not qualitatively adding a hana. That the Ran says knows that would be good for that would be good in terms of a technical definition of hanoas malacha. But the Ran is saying it's not a technical isser of hanoas malacha. It's an isser of hanoas nochri al yedei malacha. You understand? According to the Ran, the real isser is the isser is formulated around. According to the Ran, it goes like this: any maisa malacha that the nochri does, that itself is defined as a maisa isser. In other words, it's not hanoas malacha. Because according to the Ran, it's not hanoas malacha. It's hanoas nochri. But the only importance of the malacha is to define a category of hanoas nochri that is asr to you. Any hanoos nochri. The question is basically like this. According to Rabbeinu Tam, there's no reformulation of maisa. It's on Shabbos, there are strict definitions of maisa malacha. And the maisa malacha is going to... sometimes the maisa malacha creates anah, and sometimes it doesn't create anah. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, that whole structure of maisa malacha and anoas malacha is simply transposed onto the nachri. And if the nachri engages in a maisa malacha of hanah, then you can't partake of it. But if he engages in a maisa malacha that has no hanah, so then there's no hanas malacha. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the nachri is just replicating. There's no change of definitions over here. The definitions of malacha are the same. And we say, if the malacha benefits you that was done by a nachri, you can't have it. If the malacha that benefited you was done by a Yisrael, you could have it. Right? If a Yisrael cooked for you, b'shogeg will be mutter. But hanoas malacha of a nachri is asr. You understand? Hanoas maleches nachri is asr, according to Rabbeinu Tam. All they did was, they took the system of hanoos of malacha, and they said those hanoos malacha brought about by nachri are asr. You understand? The nachri is you have to first look at the hanoah itself. Is the hanoah itself a hanoas malacha or not? If it is, then if it was brought about via nachri, it's asr. That's the way Rabbeinu Tam looks at it. You understand? The role of the nachri over here is secondary. It's only a question of what's the identity of this hanoas malacha. If the hanoas malacha has the adjective shel nachri, it's asr. If it had the adjective of shel yisrael, it would be mutter. You understand? They're basically dividing hanoas malacha into two categories. Hanos malacha of Yisrael, hanos malacha of Nachri. There's no reason to be gozer on the Yisrael case, but we're gozer on the Nachri case because we're afraid. Once you have hanos malacha of a Nachri, you're gonna be led into it, into asking him the next time. You understand? But what's the new division? What new category is created? The only new category that's created is that we give a Nachri's malacha a status. Midaraisa, a nachri's malacha is nothing. But midrabanan, we create a category of maleches nachri, and if it was done l'shem Yisrael, then it's asr. You understand? The Ran holds differently. The Ran holds that this whole institution of not being nene from the nachri creates its own framework of maisa. It's a whole new system of maisa itself. And it's a new system of maisa nochri. That's not defined in the same way that we define Maisei Malacha. And in this sense we say the Malacha is really only a character, is only, now the Malacha becomes the adjective. You understand? Any Maisei Nochri that have a quality of Malacha, those are the Maisei Nochri that are Aser. You understand? Iran holds, no. Since it's a new din in Maisa Nochri, we're really now dividing up Maisa Nochri into two categories. We're saying there are Maisa Nochri that are predicated on Malacha and Maisa Nochri that have nothing to do with Malacha. You can't be Nene from a Maisa Nochri. Which kind? The kind that has the flavor of Malacha to it. But to have the flavor of Malacha doesn't mean to say that the, but once we're really looking at the Maisa Nachri first, so we'll say, well, what's the Maisa of this Nachri? He brought the water to you. He gave you water to drink. There's no reason to define that first step in terms of Malacha. We're not talking about Malacha. We're talking about common activities. Were you benefited by this Nachri? Was there some benefit in, that this Nachri did to you? Yes. So then that's a Hana from this Maisa Nachri. Now, does his Maisa have an element of Malacha within it? Oh, yes. Then it's a Maisa Nachri Shel Shabbos. You understand? Then it's the Maisa Nachri of Isser. What I'm trying to say is that everybody agrees over here, this whole institution of not being Nene from the Maisa Nachri creates some division and reclassification of activities. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the division and reclassification occurred within the tzura of Malacha itself. We take the realm of Malacha and we add a new quality of Shel Nachri. But if it doesn't pass the test of Hanoas Malacha, there's nothing to talk about. Whereas the Ran held this, that's a very nice, strict halachic definition, but in this case, we're really worried about being used to engaging the Nachri's work. So that has the that should be the primary form of the Maisa. There are two ways you can use a Nachri. One, those that have Malacha within them, those that have a benefit of Malacha, and those that don't have a benefit of Malacha. So in other words, we're reclassifying, we're dividing and reclassifying from the framework of Maisa Nachri. Those that contain Malacha and those that don't. You understand? If the Nachri did nothing for me, then there's nothing even to talk about. Right? Then there's nothing even to talk about. Yeah?
What you're saying for the Ron sounds to me like the
Re. The Re and the Ron agree. Don't they? The Re and the Ron agree. Well, that's okay. So the question is there a third shita? We have to look into this metzias wise. So is there a shita that holds that any malacha done by the anything done by the malacha by the nachri, even if there's no benefit, is us to you? I'm saying it which way? Which way do you think I'm saying?
You're saying it that way.
That there is a benefit.
There doesn't even have to be benefit.
I'm not saying either way. I'm not saying you could go either way in what I'm saying. I'm saying it depends how they. Well, the way I actually was saying was that you can't be that if the Nachri's Maisa did nothing for you, then even in the realm of Maisa, it's a nothing.
Right, you're saying you're not utilizing the Nachri now.
Right, you're not utilizing the Nachri at all.
You definitely are benefiting from what he did.
No. I'm giving a fictitious case where he did nothing for you.
Oh, I mean, you just did his malach on your own.
No, like the case I gave before. Like, I'm about to feed my animal the grass that's right there, and he snips it. Mm-hmm. Right. So then, and it doesn't make it any easier or better for me at all. So then, I would say that's nothing. That's not even in the realm of utilizing Maisa Nachri. First, you utilize. We have to say. First question is, are you using Maisa Nachri? Then which kind of Maisa Nachri? You understand? So you understand, Yonah, how I took what you're saying and I'm showing you, you know, what you're saying is correct. Yeah, it's a good classification of objective and subjective. Qualitative and quantitative, right? Qualitative and quantitative. But what I'm trying to do now is I'm trying to show you, you should really go back to the halachic framework that we're dealing with and try to show why it could make sense to generate either position. You know what I mean? In what framework would you say it makes sense to try to give you, it's good to classify it like that because it gives your mind something to grab onto. But you should try to go back and see from the subject matter itself, can you show how two ideas could naturally emerge? You understand? So since it demands a new classification, you can see that there could be a shikla das, and what should be the ikkar, and what should be the what's the main, and what's the class, what's the qualification?
Isn't that
okay? And how do they define? Because my point is, you need a new maisa. There has to be a new tsuras ha-maisa that we're saying. When Chazal say when there's a gzera, don't do. So there must be a strict form, a new form of action that we're talking about. How do you define that form of the action?
So you are saying...